I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Pharrell? Can I get a shot and a beer?
Shot of beer, in but an iron, shot of beer, puke.
I'm from South Carolina, South Carolina born and raised, but I got a lot of friends in New York and a lot of Giants fans as friends.
Right.
And got a little unbiased, you know, perspective on this whole Eli Manning situation. And I mean, come on, man. John Mara seems like he's just getting off clean with this whole thing. The McAdoo hire was just a bad hire. I mean, he hasn't been good since Coughlin left. And I think this is what a couple Super Bowls get you, you know, even though he won them on the back of Eli and Coughlin. But, you know, to get – and it was pretty clear. When you get rid of Eli, you know, that decision comes from the very top. Uses McAdoo as a fall man. I think he's fortunate that McAdoo is just so unlikable. But, I mean, John Mara, you know, a couple Super Bowls, but I haven't seen anything good out of him, out of that entire franchise, you know, in the past 5 or 6 years.
Well, they haven't played well, and Eli's been getting worse and worse. I think Mara is trying to save face, right? Isn't he, like, talking now like he wants to bring him back next year? This is the guy, you have to remember, this is the guy that, he's the reason that they benched him. Allegedly, the reason that Eli got benched for Gino was from, you know, the owner. The owner said, it's time to see what we've got. The season's over. Now this clown is saying, let's bring him back, and we want him back. You know, I don't know. I think Eli's got a lot of money on the table, right? So he might as well just stay and play here, don't you think? Like, don't you think there's some elaborate, like, it's just a pain in the ass to, like, go to some other team?
I do not think he will be on the Giants next year.
Oh, so you think he's going to go somewhere else then, like Jacksonville?
I think he is going to ask out. I think Eli is a stand-up guy, whatever. He's not going to say anything bad right now. He's going to finish
the season out. I don't think he'll ever say anything bad.
Not publicly, he will not. But
someday he will.
This is the same guy who, you know, behind closed doors cried when his draft was up to get out of San Diego and make sure that he ended up in New York City. Behind closed doors when this season
maybe
is over.
Maybe he wasn't so dumb after all when you think about it.
Behind closed doors when this season is over, he will say, I want you to release me or trade me. I'm telling you, that guy started 210 straight games, which is a lot in this league. And he wasn't injured. And all of a sudden, he didn't start anymore. It bothers him. I know he's never going to say publicly
that
he did. He wants out of
there. So you think just because of that, he's out no matter what? He didn't let, since they put him back in there?
It's more than that. It's the way that they went about it.
Right.
It's the way that they handled it.
So by doing so, they've forced his hand to, like, make a decision, like, I need to get out of here.
He will ask to leave.
Because of the way they treated me.
Absolutely.
Not only that, you got to remember, too, that besides the fact that the organization did this embarrassment of benching him and bringing him back when the season's lost and benching him for Geno Smith and not a kid that might be your future, you also have the fact that now you're bringing in a new GM and a new coach. And when you bring in guys like that, they want their own guys. They don't want a guy, even though as good as he has been for the organization, they don't want a guy who's on his last legs to start their franchise and what they want to build for the future. These guys are going to build towards what they want. They're going to want to find out what they can get either out of the guy that's there in Webb or bring in their own guy from the draft and start fresh.
But how pathetic are these guys that they still aren't playing Webb? Their season's over. They're terrible. They get worse every week. Their games are a waste of time. They have no chance to win, and they still don't play Webb. I mean, why even draft the guy? Why even keep him? Why even have a quarterback? I mean, just go single wing. I mean, because how stupid do you have to be, honestly, to not at least see what the kid's got now that with these three crappy games that are left? Just play him.
Right, and that was the thing about playing Geno over him.
They're not playing him this week. Geno Smith is not in their plans.
No, he wasn't.
All.
That's why he shouldn't have been playing. But amazingly enough, and you know, kind of pathetically for that team, that was one of the closest games they played all season.
But it was a bad decision to begin with. Even in my opinion, they should have, if they were going to start anybody besides Eli, it should have been the kid.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Look,
why did you draft him? They didn't draft Geno. They just got him as a backup. But the kid, you drafted him, you might as well see what he's got. And you're not going to get that in practice.
And it's not like it was a late sixth or seventh round pick. I mean, it was a third round pick, which are valuable in this league. They are. And just to get back what he said about Mara and the owner, look, if there's one fan base that I'm not going to shed a tear for, it's the New York Giants, to be quite honest. I mean, they have in the last 30 years, probably three of the most unpredictable, biggest Super Bowl upsets that you could have. They beat an undefeated team in the Super Bowl, and then they went and beat them again 4 years later, and that team never loses Super Bowls.
The
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. They beat a Bills team in 90 that was a high-powered K-gun offense. They had no chance to win that game. Huge underdog. The Giant fan has, and I get it, you want to see your team win all the time, but the Giant fan has built up enough credit with what that team and franchise has given them over the past 20 to 30 years that they could take a couple lean years here, okay? Just take a couple and calm down.
Calm down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.